We're discussing this morning's observation.
Yeah, from Brad from Gossie. He's had an AFL grand final party. Yeah. Everyone had gone by 6 o'clock, and except for one couple and their three kids, were still there at 9 o'clock.
Kids
and
as well.
Brad wanted some suggestions on how you get rid of people that won't leave. Now, you went for the direct approach to say, look, I've got to go.
That'd be my method.
I've got a busy day tomorrow. Mm. Some people just don't listen to that.
No, true.
So we're asking, how do you get rid of someone that refuses to leave? We've got some very funny suggestions on the SMS, but
why don't you
give us a ring, 9221 882, and we've got the $100 voucher to give away this morning.
Yeah, Liquor Barons in Carlisle, 9221 882, if you'd like the $100 voucher, like Mark. Hello, mate.
Hey, guys. Hey, my brother, he just simply says, I'm going to bed, let yourself out.
So he just goes to bed.
Yeah, and he does it, and just says, let yourself out.
Problem there, though, I guess, Mark, is if you actually don't really want to go to bed, you just want to do other things, then you've snookered yourself then, haven't you?
Oh, well. Doesn't care.
No, he just goes to bed. 9221 882. How do you let visitors know that you want them to leave?
All right, some suggestions off the SMS.
A few more calls, by the way. We've got time.
19999 677. Getting people to go, do what some restaurants do. Bring out the vacuum cleaner, says Suresh, who's listening on the app in Darwin this morning. Morning, Suresh.
That's not bad.
To bring out the vacuum is a pretty good clue, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't know if I've ever... would ever do this, but this is not a bad idea. Put your PJs on, or better still, just walk around in your undies.
Put your PJs on and just walk around in your undies. Yeah.
So if you were to...
Well, your PJs involve no undies. Imagine if you did that. So did they say anything? Did this particular couple say anything in the end? The three kids is the bit that's got me. Still there till 9 o'clock with three kids.
Everyone except for one couple with three kids, yeah. We're still there by 9 o'clock. That's the time they left. Late leavers, I call them, I just start a domestic argument. That normally works. So you say to your partner, come on, let's have a blue here, because then people feel uncomfortable. Or would they stay there for the entertainment value? I mean, if someone starts blueing, the good chance is that people will want to go because they feel uncomfortable.
Carol's got a comment, as has Kevin. Morning, Carol.
Oh, good morning. Yes. About getting people to go. Well, just a tip in future, if you're having a party, it's a good time to say ending at 6 on the, please come, but we want everybody gone by 6.
Good.
But if not, and people are staying, and if they're friends, they won't be staying anyway, you should be able to tell them. Because right from the beginning, when you set your friendship up, people know you. I mean, I know with my friends, I can say goodbye, good night, time to go, I'm tired. If they're not friends... Well, what does it matter? You can just say to them, look,
Nikovsky.
Everyone's gone, the party's over, and we're going to finish up now.
The direct method. Thanks, Carol. Kevin's on the line. G'day, Kev.
G'day, Bez and Steve. I'd say go out to the meter box, turn the power off and say, oh, we've got a blackout, we'll have to go to bed now.
Well, they still might not leave because they'll say, let's go outside and we'll sit under the moonlight.
That is good.